Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down, where every conversation is uncorked and no topic is too hairy. I'm Kian, your companion in this cozy corner of the internet, designed exclusively for pet salon owners who are ready to shake off the fur-covered aprons and pour themselves a glass of authenticity. In this space, we swap tales from the grooming table, share the woes and wins of running a bustling salon, and explore everything from the latest in pet fashion to the secrets behind managing a thriving business. It's your go-to spot for real talk, hearty laughs, and a community that gets it. Whether you're here to unwind after a day of back-to-back appointments or looking for insider tips to elevate your salon game, you found your pack. Grab your beverage of choice, kick back, and get ready to uncork the world of pet grooming like never before. Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, where it's the unfiltered pet salon owners wind down, as well as for those aspiring to become salon owners. I'm your host, Kian, and we will wind down as I have a glass of wine from the day. So my day was amazing. I did 7 dogs today. Oh no, actually 8 dogs today. I had a really good day. Those of you don't know me or haven't heard any of my other podcast episodes, I used to own a business in Austin called Class Diva Pet Spa for 10 years. It was my baby and I still miss it, but I moved back home to New Orleans to be closest to my mom when COVID hit. And now I work for this wonderful lady in the city. And, you know, I'm able to do this podcast and I'm able to run the Groomers Retreat Network, and where groomers travel and get out the shop to avoid burnout and awesome things like that. So I'm glad you're here. Today we're talking about creating an onboarding experience that retains talent. So all week, so the last few episodes, we've been talking about hiring and retention for pet salon owners. And so we discussed job listing already. We discussed job interviews. And today we are going to discuss the onboarding experience. And so it's really important. You know, it's not only important for new hires, but it's also important for the long-term success of your salon. Because you want everything to go out of your salon looking the same way. You want everyone to be on the same page. And you want to let your new hire know how you run your business. And so I'm really anal. And when I had my business, I had like on the first day, I had like a cute little folder with their name on it and all things that I like. Like, hey, you know, I like 2 bows to go out on a dog, not one. I like their feet rounded like little buttons and not their toes showing, things like that. And like, you know, which is why I like the salon that I'm at, because it kind of reminds me of my salon. But yeah, you like little things like that, that will make a huge difference in getting the new hire comfortable with your salon. You know, how are they supposed to know how you like things to go out? That's their first day there. And it also sets up the culture and the atmosphere for them. And I think it's just a good idea. So let's talk about what should be included in the onboarding program. So if you don't have one, we're going to go over what should be included. So get like a little pen and paper if you must. And so pretty much, number one, pre-onboarding communications. You know, you want to prepare your new hires for their first day. It's just professional. It's just something that you can do. Hey, listen, I know you're coming in on Monday for your first day of work. You're going to have 4 grooms and 3 bath dogs, and these are the breeds, and I just want you to be comfortable. That's just common courtesy. And I think it's nice to be able to do, because it just prepares them and it amps them up for their first day. Also, you want to give like a first day agenda. You know, you want to like, when they come in, you want to have like their paperwork ready, like, for, hey, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, here's what's expected of you, here's what's not expected of you, you come in at this time, you can leave whenever you're done. Situations like that, hey, like it's just going to make your salon run smoother, and you're going to thank me for this. Also, if your salon includes training, you want to give them their training schedule. Like, hey, every third Saturday of the month, the salon gets together. We have pizza and we go over new trends or basic breeds where I want this to look a certain way. Like, it's just, you know, better that way for you to have this included in an informational packet, like for a new hire. Also, you want to maybe, you know, apply a mentor to the new hire. There's always a girl there who loves to help, or a girl that are, or a guy that's been there the longest. And, you know, they will be able to help the new hire get fitted in right away and to increase their confidence, like for the first day, and be able to help them out. And I think that would be something really cool to do. Also, performance goals. You know, like, you want to sit down with your new hire at the end of the day and see if, hey, like, was this, you know, good? Like, 4 grooms, 3 baths. Is that doable for you? Do you need more or less dogs? This is the minimum amount that I require. Things like that. So those are essential components to your onboarding program, you know. So number one, pre-onboarding communications, communicate with them before they come in. First day agenda, welcome them, give them an informative first day experience, give them their little welcome packet, tell them, you know, like all of that good stuff. Then 3, their training schedule, if you include training. And then 4, mentorship, if you're going to have a guy or a girl there that wants to mentor them, a buddy, like as they go through their first initial weeks. And then performance goals, hey, this is the least that we expect out of you. So see, this segment was just right to the point, you know, onboarding. Like, it's just needed. I think it's professional. I think smaller salons need to incorporate it more, like big salons do. And I think it just builds a rapport with your new hire. You know, I think it'll be great. So this salon was cute, short, and sweet. And even though I have not finished my glass of wine, I cannot wait to finish out the rest of the week with the other topics that you'll hear about coming soon. I'll post them on the Instagram page. But in the meantime, I hope you have a good day or a good evening, pet salon owners. Bye now. Talk to you soon.
And just like that, it's time to put the cork back in the bottle as we wrap up another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down. Once again, I'm Kian, and it's been an absolute pleasure sharing this time with you, diving into the nitty-gritty of pet salon ownership, and of course, uncorking a few truths along the way. As always, I like to share that we do have a groomers retreat network where us groomers travel and get out the salon to avoid burnout. So if you would like to know more information about that, shoot us a DM on Instagram at groomer_burnout_rescue. Remember, this is your community, so we want to hear from you. Got a story to share, a question to ask, or simply need to vent about a day gone hairy? Reach out through our socials or drop us an email. And if you found a little solace or a helpful tip in today's conversation, consider following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep those tails wagging, spirits high, and remember, in the world of pet grooming, it's perfectly fine to let your hair down once in a while. Farewell from Unleashed and Uncorked, where the stories are real and the wine is always poured freely. Cheers.